This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Girl Code.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the stew.
Welcome back to the stew.
God, it feels good to say that.
Oh, my God. So good.
It's a sweet relief.
Sweet, sweet relief.
How you been, doll?
Oh, pretty good since we spoke like 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, look, no updates.
But no updates.
That's okay. We're just going to get straight into the good stuff. Really? We haven't done an Ask GC in a minute now.
It's actually been a while.
So we've been compiling.
Yeah, we've got some good dilemmas for you guys.
Reading all of your trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
You know, they're all pretty datey this week.
Yeah. Very. We love it. That's what you guys want to know.
That's where I feel like all the issues seem to be.
Yeah.
And that's okay. All right, we're just going to get started with some porn.
And today's sponsor as well is Monster Energy. Thank you so much.
So much for being
here. Use code girl code at checkout
for 10% off your Monster Energy fix. Mm-hmm. Porn playing on boyfriend's phone in front of me.
Oh,
red flag emoji.
Okay, that's giving red flag for sure.
Yes, I had a very toxic ex from ages 14 to 18, mood, almost 19. He did a lot of bad things, but one particular time I clicked on a Twitter notification on his phone while we were together as they kept popping up, and it went into lesbian porn. Wait, on Twitter, hold on, I actually. You watch porn on Twitter?
Can you watch porn on Twitter?
Actually, do you know what? I think you can. You know how sometimes the OnlyFans girls, they post their
pics
on Twitter because you can. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, sorry. Should I call it X?
X.
It's no longer Twitter.
Now X.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say anything because I was 17 and felt awkward. Do I have the right to be mad about this? As the porn notifications were popping up while he was literally sitting next to me. I just want to know your guys' outlook on this as I was pretty annoyed. I love the potty so much and you guys. Okay, so this was when she was 17 and now she's past 19 and it's still on your mind.
2 years.
Yes.
Okay, right.
I think we're going to let this one slide.
Look, I think, like, obviously, shitty situation. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to see that on your partner's phone. But if it's been 2 years, I'm guessing he's done. They're still together, right?
I think they broke up because she said 14 to almost 19 they were together.
Oh, and this so they're broken up.
Well, maybe they're still together. Maybe she's almost 19 now.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, I'm assuming they'd be still together, like she wouldn't be that.
They're still together, right. So I think if it's been 2 years, I'm guessing he's done nothing else wrong. Like you've not found like naughty pics in his phone or like he's been cheating on you.
Yeah, have we done investigating?
Yeah, like maybe do some investigating before we say what we're about to say. But I think if nothing else has happened and this is a one-time thing, I think you might need to just.
I also think harshly.
Let it go.
Like. I won't want to generalize, but like 90% of dudes probably do watch porn.
I'd say like 95.
Yeah. So I think, you know, we're going to have to let this one slide. But I think if he was beside you, quite like watching you're just like laying there.
That's weird.
He's just like pleasuring himself. I don't know. I'd be like, what the fuck is
like,
going
what
on
were
here?
The, what was the details? Like, was he doing that or was he just watching it? Like, did it pop up on his phone?
I actually don't know, but I have this weird feeling that we got a dilemma once. We might not have read out and it's probably lost in the archives that like this girl woke up to her boyfriend watching porn and like wanking in bed and she was asleep.
That's so weird.
See, that's where I would definitely draw a line.
That's where I draw a line too, but I think if it just pops up on his phone.
Yeah, like.
While he's next to you and he like does look at it, whatever, like obviously annoying. Maybe a conversation to be had, but I think you're gonna have to let this one go.
I think Twitter maybe is like a little bit different because maybe he has to subscribe or something. Like I don't really understand the realm of like Twitter porn, but OnlyFans would be like a harsh line for me.
Yeah, same. Personally. Pain for it.
Yeah, when there's like a.
And it's like very personal, I think, with OnlyFans. Like it's very, I don't know, it feels different.
This girl I know, she let me know that at one point her ex-partner, she'd found that he was on OnlyFans, like paying heaps of money for all this stuff. These boys, they spend so much money.
Mm-hmm.
And we know, and I'm sure a lot of people know, but clearly these guys mustn't know, otherwise they wouldn't be dropping their bank account like so much, is normally you're not actually talking to the girl. So there's all these OnlyFans agencies like Unruly, Tara, who we just had on. And a lot of the time with these OnlyFans creators, their managers of the agencies they're with actually go through and reply to all the messages and pretend to be the girl. So a lot of the time these little losers, sorry, Well, they're losers if they're consuming it when their girlfriend has
no idea.
Has no idea or mm-hmm. isn't okay with it. Mm-hmm. If the girlfriend's okay with it or if they don't have a girlfriend.
By all means.
Knock yourself out. Put some money into the economy. Mm-hmm. Pay those girls.
Yeah.
Pop off. But the point is it's just like embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like I'd be so embarrassed mm-hmm. because I'm like, you're not even talking to them and you're spending all this money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all just a little random.
Imagine if that was your job.
What?
To be working at an agency.
I know.
Because like we've seen, we have a few friends that do OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And we've seen the messages that they send and like what they want you to say.
Yes.
Imagine if that was your job. You're just at work. Like, well, yeah. Yes, baby.
And a lot of the time it's actually men who are running these accounts for the yeah. girls because they know what to say to the men yeah. to get them to pay more money
yeah.
and like how they to like lure them in.
You like that, daddy?
Yeah. Like obviously, you know, a guy would know how to get
yeah.
that across mm-hmm. the line. So yeah, interesting. Very interesting.
All and the men listening, just beware, you could be talking to a man.
Our like 6% male listening.
Yeah.
And God, hello. But yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's wild scenes.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
that would piss me off. If
it would.
My boyfriend mm-hmm. was dropping dollars.
Oh yeah.
On any woman, that's not me. Mm-hmm. I'm fuming.
Yeah.
Whether that's anywhere in the world.
Anywhere.
That could be at the strip club.
Strip club.
That could honestly just be down at shops.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Strip club firm, no.
Really?
Well, like, payment? If he's going out.
Yes.
And like paying for lap dance is just like on a random Saturday.
Yes.
Excluding like a box party. We've spoken about that before.
Gray area.
I think you have to let that slide. But yeah. like if he's just going to a strip club.
Yeah.
Randomly. No.
I mean, each to their own. But
each to their own. Personally, that's my boundary. And I think it's like.
Definitely my boundary. Yeah. I'm fucking psychotic.
Yeah.
But for me as well, I said to my boyfriend that if he rented, if he went to the strip club
mm.
for any reason, I'm fine with it. Go, sweetie, have the best time. But mm-hmm. any cent you spend, I expect the exact same amount, maybe doubled, put into my account next day. Because
that'd be nice. Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know?
Yeah, sure.
You're paying her.
Why not just give me that cash?
Give me that money mm-hmm. for nothing.
Yeah.
I'll be pissed off so you're not getting a lap dance. Yeah. Or anything for that matter.
I love that. That's so good.
I can at least go buy myself a little treat and yeah. move on with my life. Mm-hmm. Because if she gets it, why
you
shouldn't
deserve
I?
It too. Mm-hmm.
I've been popping my pussy for free for 3 years. Do you know what I mean?
No, totally.
And I think that's yeah. fair.
I think it's fair too.
Anyway.
That should be an unspoken relationship rule.
Yeah, but just to sum up that dilemma, again, each to your own, but if it makes you feel uncomfortable, which it obviously has, then it is definitely worth a conversation mm-hmm. and everyone's boundaries are valid, mm-hmm. whether that they align with your boyfriend's porn consumption or not.
Mm-hmm. I have a dilemma in capital letters.
Oh, shit.
I snooped my boyfriend's emails, slay, and I found a $10 PayPal transaction.
Oh no.
He sent $10 to an unknown girl. Let's call her Emma Smith. She isn't on any of his social media, and when I asked him, he said he was hacked. The hackers apparently didn't take any other money or change his passwords, and apparently used this Emma girl to get the money.
Bullshit, $10.
Bullshit story from him. Do you guys think he sent it to an OF girl? He is denying everything and crying for me to believe him. Unfortunately, this isn't the first incident with him, and he's proved to be a massive liar in the past.
Dude, you've answered your own question.
I want to end it with him, but I feel like I am being dramatic. Plus, he is in denial. He won't even admit that he spent $10 on a wank. Oh my God. Screaming. Please, I need advice. Love you guys, by the way.
What a loser. Oh, love you. Sorry, your boyfriend's a loser. Theory.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that dilemma we had a few months ago now?
Mm-hmm.
And it was that girl whose boyfriend was sent nudes
to
the hacker.
Something happened to yeah.
And then he had to pay money to the hacker to not release the nudes. And he was talking to that guy in Nigeria.
Yeah.
And he thought he was talking to a girl. And the yeah. girlfriend found it and was like, that gave me the biggest eek. Like, you're done.
Yeah.
Maybe, in theory, I just feel like $10 is too low. But a conspiracy theory could be he maybe was talking to a girl who maybe mm-hmm. was a hacker mm-hmm. or a guy.
They would have taken more than $10 though. The $10 to me is definitely giving like
a wank.
Yeah.
Like a little bit of, do you want to see this premium content?
Yeah.
But then they're
but also through PayPal, like where does OnlyFans take payment from?
It just comes off on your credit. I know because I was subscribed. Wow, I'm really making myself sound like I am into hard porn.
Mm.
No, I'll subscribe to our friend Natty Zach. Shout out Natty Zach.
Oh, shout out Natty.
I'll subscribe to her OnlyFans at the start because I was helping her get her numbers right, up because right, you need right, to have, right. you know, get into right. the better percentage. So we had a deal. Like I would subscribe to her OnlyFans and she'd buy me one cocktail a month. She no longer needs that. She's doing amazingly well. But yeah, So I was subscribed and it does come out as OnlyFans on your
okay,
statement.
So what's the PayPal then? I'm confused by PayPal.
My theories
to a girl, random girl.
Would be one, it was a hacker that they ended up, he just negotiated the price down and the guy was like, fine, just $10 then. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, took the bait and paid via PayPal.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was like a private message between Emma Smith and him and then Emma wanted $10 to show like her fanny or something.
To me, it's giving red flags. And I think because you said he's proved to be a massive liar in the past. Babe, I'm sorry. Like something's going on there. Something's going on.
Yeah. And also if he's, if you feel like this situation isn't enough to be like, that's why you broke up. I think you just calling him a liar and also knowing that you're just done with this relationship is enough. You don't need to be like, it's because of the $10 and like fight with him over why that's valid or not valid. It's like, you feel like shit. You can't trust this loser. Just put your foot down.
Put your foot down.
Get out. Because one thing we know is like they don't really like change. Some people do.
Some people
like,
do, but it's very rare.
Normally if they have very a lot of, you know, a lot of issues, like trust issues, like things happening, you can kind of, it's probably going to keep happening.
Yeah.
Especially like, you know, when the relationship's fresh, it's all exciting. Yeah. Imagine when it stops being fresh.
10 years down the track.
10 years down the track. Mm-hmm. What's he going to be subscribing to then?
It'd be like $10,000 out of his bank account.
Out of your joint bank account, you know, for like lots of wanks. Or he'll be down at the shade, he'll be down at the dodgy massage parlor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Something's going on, I think. I feel like just leave. Yeah.
Fuck that.
In the bin.
I just feel like, oh, you can waste so much time.
So much time.
Waiting for their potential.
Yes.
You know, like, oh, I know you're a good person. One little mistake, he might grow out of it. And you just keep going on that cycle for years. Yeah. Just in the bin.
Cut the cord.
Yeah. All the best.
All the best.
Wow. These are all very much like paying for stuff. I didn't even realize.
What's the next one? Is it OnlyFans again?
My boyfriend recently went on a lads trip.
Oh, here we go.
Immediately.
I can already tell where this is going.
Break up with him.
Oh, just in the bin. Next one. Next dilemma.
He went to the strippers.
Of course.
I genuinely do not care if he goes to strip clubs, but the fact he couldn't tell me is concerning. Mm-hmm. Why can't he tell me? Is that a bit dodgy that he didn't tell me, or am I overthinking? A bit of respect would be absolutely wonderful, but okay, you should. So she doesn't care if he goes to the strippers.
Question. Have you made that known to him? Does he know that you don't care, or is that like an internal thing? You're like, I don't care if he goes. Because I think most guys think that girls do care. So they're not going to tell you.
But then the fact that they're not telling you, I feel like it's just the same as
lying.
Oh my
God, no, it's totally, it's like just the same. But like, I feel like that's probably why. He's probably like thinking you're going to freak out. If he knows you don't care and he still isn't telling you, that's like shady.
I'm hitting the credit card statement at this point. I'm checking it out.
Yeah.
I'm seeing how much was spent.
I would definitely be confronting him about this. Be like, why didn't you tell me?
Yes.
And then in future, I don't mind you go, but like, just be honest with me.
Yes. If you genuinely don't care exactly, like talk to him about the fact. I actually think this girl might have put this in our girl code Facebook page. Mm-hmm. It's all coming back to me.
Yeah.
She might not have. This might be a separate thing, but the girl in the Facebook page had said that. That she found out through another one of the guy's girlfriends that they went. That's how she found out. So if this is the same story, just adding that intel in. If not, loose information.
Sorry. Yeah.
But yeah, if you don't care, just tell him that you don't care and that it was more upsetting that he didn't tell you.
Yeah.
And that moving forward, you would like to communicate. Know. And then also, how much did you spend? What happened there?
Yeah. Did you pay for a lap dance? Question mark.
Yeah. And if he knew that you didn't care, then the conversation would be why. What was the reason you didn't tell me? Because obviously there's a reason.
Because that's what I'm concerned about.
Because who goes to a strip club? I mean, I don't know. I feel like asking God for his opinion. We have a male.
God, chime in.
But it's like if you had a girlfriend and you were going to the strippers, there would, even if she didn't care, you would know that that's something like you maybe should mention. Like I feel like everyone knows it's like a little bit of a gray area. Like it would
just
be strange not to flag.
I think they're just scared.
Pussies.
They're scared of like hardcore retaliation.
Well, yeah, because like sometimes, like I guess, like
because some girls do, like probably me, like I just
like crazy. I've definitely retaliated hard before.
Same. Like, we've all been there, babe.
Maybe our boyfriends go all the time, and
no, they probably do. John's probably petrified of like telling me anything.
John's probably at the strippers right now.
He probably is. Oh my God, stop.
When the girl code boy is like, get some time alone. Literally. While we're at the stew, they're like, fuck, the shackles are off.
Fuck, the girls are gone.
I'm joking. We don't actually keep them in a cage.
Speak for yourself.
Jokes. But yeah, definitely a conversation to be had there. But, you know, we can't assume the worst. He probably was just scared to tell you.
He probably was. And I think if you just flagged him, like, I don't care about you going, it's the honesty.
Yes.
Which is fair.
Because honesty is the best policy. Okay. Sometimes.
Most of the time.
Oh, yeah. So true.
I was recently talking to this guy. We were very flirty via Instagram DM, but when it came to nailing down a date, there was always an excuse. While I was away in Europe, we continued to chat and he would constantly like my posts and respond, react to my Instagram stories. Several weeks later, he was heading out on his Europe trip. He was previously engaged last year and this was originally his honeymoon trip, but decided to go alone, or so I thought. To my surprise, he was on this holiday with another girl, and when I thought it couldn't get any worse, they got engaged. I am absolutely mortified. Him and I have not spoken a word about it, and he has stopped engaging on my social media. What makes it more awkward is that we have mutual friends, and I feel like I am bound to bump into him at some point. I'm trying to take the high road and walk away with grace, but I'm really struggling. What should I do?
Choose violence. That gets me revved up.
God, that's hectic.
That's insane.
So he was just like side playing you the whole time.
Yes, and then got engaged and just was like, okay, now I'm done.
That's wild.
You know how people say like you're single until you've got a ring?
No, truly.
He took that quite literally.
He literally was like, yeah.
But he would have bought the ring.
Yeah, he knew, bro. He knew, especially if they had planned this trip. Like you would have planned that ages ago.
And he's lying to you. You didn't even think you had a girlfriend. Yeah. And he was, oh my God. Okay, to be honest, mm-hmm. at this point in my life, I would be screenshotting every message. I would send it to the girlfriend and I would block her. I'd be like, all the best.
Here you go, doll.
Here you go. Do with this what you will. I'm so sorry to do this to you, but I don't think I could have like, do you know what I mean? Mm. Knowing, especially when there was an engagement, but then it's also like, do you just let it go? Because like you're ruining such an amazing, well, you're not ruining it. He ruined it, but like such an exciting moment. But we also, I think, have to stick together as women.
Yeah.
And if you put yourself in her shoes, mm-hmm. as much as it might be annoying to deal with the drama, like mm-hmm. the back and forth, like the questions, put yourself in her shoes. And would you like to know, even if mm-hmm. you just got engaged, would you rather know or not know? I'd want to know.
I want to know what he was sending to you. And if he was doing it to you, like, was he doing it to other girls too?
Definitely.
Yeah.
You wouldn't just do one person. Like, mm-hmm. you know, if you're already out there, you're out there. Mm-hmm. I'm sus.
Sus.
I would probably truly just message the girl, let her know, send the screenshots and be like, this is all I can give you. Like,
yeah,
choose whatever you want to do. Like, I'll stay out of it. I won't tell anyone.
But what if she's like, oh, like, I don't know, because she might two ways that she could react to that.
But you had no idea. So mm-hmm. even if at the start she gets mad and she's trying to blame you, she might be awful. You never yeah. know. I don't know. Mm. You can go to sleep at night and know you did the right thing.
Yeah.
Because these crazy guys, if they have the ability to do that shady stuff, think about the other things they could do and mm-hmm. potentially dangerous things as well. Like, I don't know. I just think warning a girl
yeah.
when appropriate is mm-hmm. always the best option.
Yeah.
And if you're not really friends with his friends, like you've got mutuals.
Yeah.
First of all, does anyone know about this?
Yeah. Like what were all the friends doing? Like what, like just, oh, how do guys think that this is okay?
Everyone's connected in this world. Yeah. Like I would be careful out there. But yeah, I would probably message her.
Yeah.
You could, you know, go about your life and
just forget about it.
Forget yeah. about it and it probably will be easier. But
if he does it again down the track to her, like, you know, do you yeah. want to like protect her a little bit?
Yeah, maybe if he does anything again, if you don't want to do it straight away, then mm-hmm. wait and see if he does it again. But
if he does it again whilst he's engaged, for sure I would be sending.
Yeah, but also like I believe really strongly in karma, mm-hmm. and I feel like if I didn't do that yeah. I'd find myself in that situation and no one would tell me, and I'd yeah. be like, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah,
I don't know. It's always a really hard, delicate dance here yeah. these situations, because sometimes a lot of the time you do end up being like, well, fuck,
yeah,
you're welcome,
yeah,
and they're not happy with
exactly.
you.
Exactly,
it's weird making so much eye contact.
I know,
it's freaking me out,
staring into your soul. I think my thing is I'd probably just like leave it. If he messages you again while he's engaged, I would be screenshotting.
Definitely.
And sending.
Yeah.
For sure.
I wouldn't, you know, publicly blast it. You know,
no, don't publicly blast it.
Yeah, don't choose too much violence. But, you know, just a little private DM. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't spread it around because this would be immensely embarrassing and upsetting for her. And, like, the last thing she would want is just to make her feel like this was, like, a joke.
Yeah.
You know, or, like, gossip.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. It's very delicate. Mm-hmm. But what a shit situation.
Dude, so shit.
What a shit, dude.
So shit.
Who are these people?
And, like, doing it before, because he would have known he was getting engaged, like we said. Like, that would have been planned for a long time.
Yes. But, like, also the turnaround between, like, ex-fiancé, because he was engaged before.
Yeah, it's giving toxic. It's giving toxic.
It's freaking me out. Mm. These people exist in the world.
Yeah.
And also just take engagement so lightly. Like, how could you be, like, proposing to someone and also be, like, in other girls' DMs?
Yeah.
And that's...
fine.
Like, OJ.
Yeah.
Crazy. Do you think it's acceptable to still be friends with someone that you've had sex with in the past? Mm-hmm. My boyfriend is still good friends with someone that he had slept with, and I'm not sure how I feel about it. I don't know much information other than that, so I'm not sure if it was a one-time thing or not. I also wonder who else he is friends with that he has slept with and not told me about.
It depends on the level of friendship. Mm-hmm. And it also depends on, like, the mutual friends.
Okay.
Because I personally am friends with my ex-boyfriend who's breaking about drama.
You got back with the other one.
I got back
you
with the
other.
You
love your exes.
I love my exes. No, so I'm friends with my ex-boyfriend.
No,
ex-boyfriend. Whatever, okay. My previous boyfriend. Fuck.
Shout out.
I'm friends with him because he's really good friends with, like, all of my friends from back home.
Yes, you and I wouldn't cut him off.
It'd be, yeah, and I wouldn't say, like, we don't speak, but, like, when we see each other, it's like, hey, like, friendly. Mm. I think.
Do you guys still follow each other?
We still follow each other.
Mm-hmm.
That was so bitchy, like.
No, I was just adding to the story.
Yeah, no, so we still follow each other, like, super, super friendly vibes. But I think, you know, if we would, like, chat every day and, like, if we'd hang out on the weekends and stuff, that would be a different story.
Mm.
Different, like, level of friendship.
What about anyone else that you've slept with? Do you follow them?
No.
No?
I'm just thinking.
I'm just racking the brain.
No.
Just go through my files.
No.
No, me neither.
No. Yeah. So that's like an exception because he's friends with all of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I would feel like I would feel uncomfortable if I was, like, hanging out with someone or if, like, my boyfriend was hanging out with someone
because
she said good friend, which is giving good. Like they hang out. That would really make me feel uncomfortable. Out. But I also know that some girls don't mind. Like, there's some people that are fine with that.
Mm.
So I guess it depends on your boundaries. But personally, I would feel uncomfortable. And I think you'd have to figure out ways around it. Because obviously you can't say to someone, like, I don't want you to be friends with someone.
No, it's also, oh my God, this is going to sound so healthy.
Mm.
Which is weird from me after, like, the last 2 hours. Sounds psychotic. But, like, as I've gotten older.
Yeah.
My wise years.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be very strong on the
no
stance.
Friends.
What? He can't be friends with someone he's had sex with. Mm-hmm. You can't follow an ex. You can't be friends with an ex. Like, mm-hmm. that was like, I was like, why? I couldn't grasp why. And I always also thought that, like, when you had, like, when you were dating someone, that their exes would be, like, hating you. You know mm-hmm. how there's, like, that narrative mm-hmm. of, like, if you're the new girlfriend, like, the exes don't like you. Now I'm older and I've had relationships past. I'm like, and I've also been, like, those boyfriends' exes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm realizing sometimes it's not that deep.
It's not that deep.
I couldn't even tell you who my ex-boyfriends are dating. Yeah. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Genuinely, I have no idea, which is healthy.
Yeah.
And that makes me think that, you know, they might think that I know who they are or hate them, and I don't because I don't even know who they are. And why this is relevant to the story is sometimes you just have sex with someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that deep. Like, there's people that... people, like, it's a lot, but there's, you know, some people that I've had sex with that I just it doesn't even cross my mind.
Exactly.
I forgot about it. It means nothing. Sometimes it just happens, and maybe it was, like, a one-time thing. I don't know. Maybe find out how regular, like, if they were, like, consistently having sex for, like, 2 years throughout their friendship, that would be, like, a bit of a red flag for me.
Mm-hmm.
If they were drunk one night and had sex and they're just really good friends, I'd be like, like, maybe got curious. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're just drinking. It's probably not that deep. I don't think you can have a blanket rule. And I don't think we could say, like, you know, they can't do this because it's very situational.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, that was weirdly healthy.
I completely agree. I think you can't control people. You need to, like, let everyone be friends with
You can't control people? That's so weird.
You got to let people do what they want to do. But, like, if it's bothering you, maybe you could say, like, I'd like it if we all hung out together.
Super fair.
Like, steps in place to make you more comfortable. But, I don't, like Caitlin said, it's not, like, just because they're friends, like, they probably – most people are good people. Most people aren't trying to, like, be shady.
After reading all those dilemmas.
I mean, some people are. But, like, most people are good people. And, like, if they're friends, it doesn't mean that they are going to – get back into bed together.
Yeah, like if you're just thinking, like, if you trust your boyfriend,
yeah,
and you're like, should I feel weird about this because yeah, society, or like, you know, in your head, mm-hmm, probably from like our past episodes, mm-hmm, you
might are we the problem?
I think we're the problem. You might think like, hey, I shouldn't feel mm-hmm good about that. But if you actually do feel at peace and you're yeah fine with it, just because, you know, it might be quote unquote not normal to mm-hmm have your boyfriend hanging out someone he has sex with.
Yeah.
It might not actually be the case. So you gotta, yeah, I think get more involved in their friendship yeah so you can make your own fair assessment. And mm-hmm if you're picking up on like a little bit of thigh touch and a little bit of extra long eye contact, oh, yeah, like, no, you know,
immediately, no,
he's touching her tits, I don't know, yeah, like weird shit, mm-hmm, then I'd be, you've got, yeah, you know, green light to be like, yeah, this isn't okay. This,
yeah.
But hopefully it was just like a one or two times, like when they were drunk, they were just mm-hmm good friends. Friendship took over. Let's explore together, baby. I don't know. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
And like, there was gray sweatpants and wine, bitch.
And there was jazz.
Who knows? Like, there was jazz in the background. Like, fuck.
What else could they have done?
I get it.
But it is like, that is a whole conversation in itself.
Yeah.
And I think it's also hard. Like, the older you get, the more people they've had yes interactions with.
Yes.
So like when you're young after high school, it's mm-hmm like, no, they, you know.
Yeah.
It would be weird because your
high school is like different though. In high school, like that wouldn't like you. Yeah. Imagine us at 18, you'd be like, no, you're not even speaking to your ex.
Exactly. Like, ever. Even in uni, it's like you're still like in the same crowds. Like it's just like, yeah, you know, but when you kind of get out into the workforce and like it spreads out, mm-hmm, you kind of can't avoid the fact that your partner's had sex with people that you're yeah probably going to come into contact yeah with. So.
And just most people are good people. Not everyone's trying to steal your man.
It's such a weird concept.
I know.
Oh my God. Do you know, speaking of people being good people and not trying to steal my man, I actually have a story for you.
Who? What happened?
So I was out maybe 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
At a club.
At a club,
shaking
bitch
my titties and my
shaking
booty
my ass.
Actually, I was probably just saying that like this.
Probably. In the corner, like, yeah.
My vape.
Yeah.
Whatever. Just like standing in the corner with a smoke machine.
Smoke machine in the corner. Who's that?
Oh, it's Caitlin. My business.
Oh, it's Caitlin in the back.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm going to stop that. Next year, mum, it's only when I drink. Moving on. Probably gonna regret saying that. Moving
you're gonna,
on.
You're gonna get a text for sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a text. Okay, so point being, I'm vibing and I'm not even looking at my boyfriend. Like, mm-hmm, he was DJing, so I normally kind of just stand around. Like, I usually just go find people
meet
and
a
like
fangirl.
Yeah, no, see, that's what I don't want to look come like. Like, I'm never like, actually, sometimes I am like, let's go.
Do you have the phone ever with the flash on? Either for recording
no
him?
No, but I do take videos for him to post.
Uh-huh.
I want okay content. But normally I'm so drunk, they're like this. And mm-hmm he'll be like, you didn't even get the drop. And I'm like,
no comment. I can imagine you in the background.
Couldn't even see you, sir. I didn't even know if that was you.
I'm seeing doubles, sir.
Point being, so I'm not paying attention to what he's doing. I think mm-hmm I just got a drink. Was kind of, you know, walking around.
Yeah.
And I look up and my boyfriend is pointing at me.
Mm.
And I was like, uh-oh. What's happening? And then oh there's girls, two of them, like looking at me. And I was like, hello, what's this happening? And this girl comes up and runs up to me. She's like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, what? She's like, have sex with my boyfriend. It was like 3 seconds I was gone. And she was like, no, I just asked your boyfriend for his number. So she went up, which like, she's only human. Like, I think he's hot. So like, sorry, other people think he's hot.
I mean, get it, girl.
Yeah, get it. Like, I take it as a compliment. So yeah, she went up, asked him for his number. And he was like, that's my girlfriend, which... God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
Well done. He would have
shanked in the legs.
He would have been seriously injured.
Tom stopped DJing. Like, he just falls down. I'm like, okay, sorry. That's like so violent. I'm sorry. I love you, Tom. I would never do that.
Shanked
I'm not shanking
in,
you.
Shanked in the leg. Oh my God.
Dude, this is like, I don't know what's happened this morning. I woke up psychotic.
It's the monster.
It's the monster.
It's the monster.
You need to lay off. It's making me like getting physical.
Yeah.
I need to wear some drywall.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so anywho, she comes out, she's like asking mm-hmm for his number, and I was like, did he give it to you? And she was like, no. I was like, it's fine. And then she was
take
like,
his number, babe. I here it is. I'll give it
do you
to
want
you
it? I'll give it to you right now. And then she was like hugging me, and she was just so genuine. She's like, I'm so sorry. I was like, you
that's
do not
really
need
cute
to apologize. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't care. Yeah. You could have just walked off and I wouldn't have even cared because it's not my
yeah
that I have that would probably happen to me when I was yeah single. Like, yeah, it's fine. But yeah, then we stayed and like we all danced together.
See, that's really, I love that. Girls go.
Right?
Girls go.
I was like.
Because like you sometimes don't know. Like if someone.
How would you know?
Exactly. Like if you meet someone, they're just being friendly. Like, you know, you could take that as like, oh, they're into me. Like, can I have your number?
Yes. And like secretly, I love it. Like I love it when I can see his reaction.
Yeah.
And obviously I don't love it for the girls that are like kind of getting knocked back. Mm. But like for my ego as a Leo, I do like it. I'm like, oh, yeah. You think he's hot too?
Yeah.
Like we'd obviously be friends.
Yeah.
But I not too close because we have the same type.
Yeah, not too close, bitch.
Stay close. Whereas hey, us,
dude, we are never going to fight over men.
It's so nice.
It's so good. We have such different types.
We do. Not, but I think that's quite rare.
It is rare.
There's sometimes.
What? Who are you thinking of? Are you thinking what
I'm thinking? I'm thinking about what you're thinking
I'm thinking, yes. If you have friends that go for your same type, it never works out.
We did have one friend.
We had one friend who.
Is no longer with us.
No longer is with
us. She's alive.
She's alive.
She's doing well.
I'm sure she's doing well.
No, they seem happy.
That's good.
So it's good.
That is good.
Yeah, I'm happy it worked out for them.
Yes.
Didn't work out for you. No, it worked out for you in a different way.
It worked. We can't even explain these dynamics.
The short of the story is basically there was like a friend that we had at one point in our lives. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy that Maddie was kind of seeing loosely.
Loosely.
Very loosely. We did talk about him on the pod, but I'm not trying to connect too many dots.
No.
So anyways, loosely. And then that friend also started seeing him.
So point of the story is if you have friends that have the same type as you.
You shouldn't be
friends. You shouldn't be friends, okay?
Well.
Not that you shouldn't be friends.
No.
Well.
No, you should be friends.
You should be friends.
But you also, I think it is important to establish respect and trust in
friendship. Respect and trust in friendship if you have the same type.
Yes.
If you have opposing types, you're sweet.
Free range.
Dude, except for that one crossover. Do you remember that time? Did we speak about it on the podcast?
I'm not sure if we have, but you can tell the story.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So this one time, this was in my single phase and I was like just on a rampage. Not like a sex rampage. Okay. Relax. I was like stalking people on Instagram.
Charged up on mother.
I was charged up on monster, bitch. Monster.
They're the same.
No, they're not. They probably are. I don't know. And I was stalking people on Instagram that I was finding hot. Anyways, whatever. Just found this guy and I was like, oh my God, he's hot. And I sent it to Kayla and I was like, dude, yes. And she was like, I think you said I need to call you or something. Yeah. You're like, I need to call you or like, you're like laughing.
She was like, this guy's so hot. Mm. And she sent me his profile. And I think I just replied like, ha.
Yeah, you did. You're like, ha.
I was away with that point. Mm. And I just was like, I think I just ended up being like, Maddie, I smashed him. I'm so sorry.
And I remember this. I remember him because we were friends when you did.
We were friends, but we didn't live together. So you didn't, I don't think, you never met him.
No, I never met him.
You were living like in the Sunshine Coast still.
But I remember you telling me stories because he did this thing that was like
very. He was so stupid.
Funny at the time. He was.
Yeah. We could talk about him.
Okay.
How many minutes we got? A few minutes.
But yeah, he was just. There was a few things that you didn't enjoy about him. So
there were so many things. Basically, I think I was like 18 or 19. It was when I first got to Sydney. Mm. And I just like did not want to bother with men. Like I've always kind of just like hated the admin of dudes.
Yeah.
But I bought a heap of furniture.
It's always the way, hey.
And I couldn't put it together.
Oh, that's when you need a man. And if you've got IKEA coming, you need a man. I'm sorry.
No, I had matched. I think we matched on like Bumble maybe or like he DM'd me. It was, this is vintage. We're kind of talking and then we like met up one night and we're like just hanging out. And then I flagged him because his personality just wasn't like my vibe. Like
yeah,
it was kind of like, imagine, you know, having a conversation with a brick wall.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Similar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Super gorgeous. Stunning. I can ignore. He's not my type. He wasn't my type though, but he was like really hot and I knew he was so hot. But I also was like, you're not, I was never someone I would date.
Yeah.
And so I put him on the back burner because I didn't want to waste his time. Mm-hmm. It appears I wasted it significantly. And then I got all this furniture and I was with Olivia, my friend and obviously housemate at the time. And we're like, we can't fucking do this. Like we're trying to put the couch together. Like I was putting up the bookshelf and I was like, this is fucked. So I messaged him. I said, do you have a drill? Within 1 second, he said, yes. And I said, do you want to come to my house?
And he came over.
And he put all the furniture together. He kept forgetting Olivia's name. I made him, I think it was like macaroni or like noodles or something for dinner, like 2 minute noodles. Like he was like, I'm hungry. I was like, yeah, I'll make you dinner. And I made him like microwave noodles or like macaroni and cheese.
That's a dream.
He put together all our furniture and I was like, I guess I should.
I guess I should. probably take one for the team, hey?
I'm so sorry if you're listening.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry to anyone who's, I'm sorry to my mom. I'm sorry to everyone who's here. But I just like, what are you supposed to do?
No, totally.
It's making the patriarchy work for you.
You, like I said, if you've got IKEA coming, you need a man.
Yes. And he was like, a he was really nice and very like safe kind of guy. Yeah. I just wasn't attracted to him in that way.
Yet. It's like that thing. It's like the feminism leaving my body when I need to build something. I'm like, so true.
That is what happened. Yeah, I was just like,
if I have to like build stuff and like screw things in, immediately no.
I had to go down to Bunnings and buy equipment. I was like, you know what? No. Fuck this. I'm texting this guy. Came over, built all my stuff. And then
I think they like it too.
Yeah, I think you like it.
Is that
it.
Like a generalization?
I don't know.
Stereotype? Whatever.
I didn't speak to him again.
Oh, perfect. But yeah, that was the guy that I was like, that's the only crossover we've ever had. And it wasn't even a nothing.
It's a shame because I didn't even like, it was, it kind of was just like a throwaway thing. Yeah. And it could have been something better for you.
Yeah. But probably I not though.
Probably not. You would have not liked.
No, I don't think so.
You'd be like, hey, how are you? You'd be like,
Just grunts. I'm like, okay.
You just like take his arms out and you're like, ooh.
I'm like, that's fine, baby. You that's don't kind need of to speak.
Shh. Silence.
Stop.
That's so fucked. If a guy was saying that about a girl.
Oh my God. We are so hypocritical. We're just kidding. Totally kidding.
It's all jokes and laughter.
Respect, respect always.
It's all also a legend.
Also a legend.
Anywho. Anyway. That's all.
That's it for this week's episode. We hope you guys have enjoyed the dilemmas. If you have anything else that you guys want to ask us, get our opinions on, feel free to send them to the Girl Code Instagram page. It's at Girl Code the podcast. Or you can email them through. What's the link? I don't know.
It's in our link tree Instagram. So just go onto the submissions through the link in the bio. You can send us like your long, nastiest, scariest, or darkest secrets on there.
And it's anonymous as well if you want it to be.
Yeah, you can either put your email in so we could reply to you and follow up, or you can just type in like Maddie's toe.
Maddie's big toe.
Which is a pretty common.
People do that.
I like it. I like to see it. Anyways, we'll see you guys next Thursday.
See you next Thursday.
Bye.
Bye.